Okay, today's daf is Nedarim daf Nun Beis, and we are on Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Towards the bottom, we are at the Mishnah. Just one ha'ara, at the end of yesterday's shir, we discussed if somebody uses a lashon of dag or dagim, sha'ani to'em. I'm sorry, just before we start, I just wanted to mention that in a couple of weeks, on Tisha B'Av, the OU will be having a live webcast that everyone is encouraged to attend. Regarding Inyane Kinos, please join Jews from all over the world for Tisha B'Av, a live webcast from 9:15 to 2:30 at OU.org as we mourn, grow, and learn the Kinos together with Rabbi Weil. He will be teaching the Kinos throughout based on Jewish history from a live broadcast, and all those who want to pre-register, feel free to go to the website. But that is Tisha B'Av. Bez Hashem, if Mashiach comes, we won't have a need for it, but just in case, that will be taking place. Okay, so now let's get back to today's daf, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, towards the bottom. So we've been discussing the issues of Dag and Dagim and Daga, all the different Lashonos, what is included. The Chashuk Yechemet here has a discussion, what happened if somebody makes a neder from chocolate? Neder from chocolate. Doesn't want to have any more chocolate, so he makes a neder from chocolate. What is included in that? Right? Nasan, or the case is, that he's talking about is that he makes a neder basically for his son. Aba natan lebno kesef shiknu bazet zrachav. A father gives a child money for whatever he needs. Aval darash mehabed, but the father says to the son that sheyadur lo lachol chocolate, that the son should make a neder not to eat chocolate because it's not too healthy for him, and he's had a lot of cavities, and it's not causing him any good. And the ben makes a neder. Ben makes a neder and accepts it. The question is, the son loves chocolate, and does the neder that he made include chocolate items that aren't only chocolate? What if somebody has chocolate-covered candies, chocolate-covered nuts? Is that included in his neder? That was the question. So, Rav Zilberstein goes through our Mishnah, Dag Dagim, and what is included, Bein Gedolim, Bein Ketanim, Bein Meluchim, Bein Tfulim. So what does chocolate include? So, Lechora, he says, if you say chocolate, mashma chafisa shigdola v'mekeres levad. You might say on the surface that chocolate means plain chocolate. Avalo sukariyoto botim ketanim utsukim v'chocolate. That's not what people call chocolate. And also, she'enim karna laharbe biyachad, teim nikroim chocoladim, lachar mutor leben laochlam. Also, chocolate is a nice chocolate bar. That's chocolate, that's one. But if it is the little sucario, little candies, chocolate covered, that's not sold singularly, individually, right? That's sold in a bag. So maybe that would be chocolate, and that would be the plural. Like we have dag and dagim. But he says maybe you go by, as he's quoted in the past, the Shulchan Aruch, that in Siman Reishit Chesif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch has said, he's quoted this a number of times, that whenever you make the neder, right, based on Lashon Bnei Adam, you go see and try to figure out the root of why he made the neder. Ro'in Dvarim Shebiglalan Nishba Unadar V'lom Dim Mehem Leizen Niskaven, and you can see from there what kavana that he had, V'holchim Achar Ha'inyan V'lo Achar Mashmoas HaDibor. And even if you have to stretch the Dibor in one direction or another, if that's what you could forecast, that's what you could guess, was his kavana for his future, so then you would include that. So l'chara here, that would be included too, because the father is worried about his health. Doesn't matter whether they're covered or whether they're plain. So maybe it would be included. So v'tzarchian, what exactly would be the halacha in that case? Bechlava, once we're talking about the difference between chocolate and chocolate-covered items, we know there is a question, a little question, what bracha to make on chocolate. We're going to make on chocolate. Roba Poskim say that we make a shahakol on chocolate. Moshe Feinstein writes this in Arachayim Chelek Gimel Simen Lamed Aleph in the Raisinets Tshuva, one of the tshuvas that he has about this topic. He talks about Ubedvar Tzimukim HaMechupim B'Shokolad. Right, he says, what's the ikar? What's the tafel there? Ramosh assumes there are two different brachas. The raisins are ha'itz, and the chocolate is shahakol. So what bracha? V'hine ke'einze, says Ramoshe, p'simekuf samaches, b'mirkacha, shenosim al rakikim, dakim, havi rakikim tfeilim, right? There are Talmudic, there are Shulchan Aruch types of items like this. So the question is, what bracha will you make on this? Says Rif Moshe, finding the Ulechora, Dami Zelo Duvshanim, Shekamat Simukim, who davar tov befnei atzmam, the raisins are good and fine by themselves, Avaluvade Rota, Gamba Shoklet, Mitzad Atzmo, but he also wants the chocolate. Vitzarach Lavarech Al Shneim, Rif Moshe holds two brachas on raisinets, which I think used to be more popular in the days of old. The kivet shemechupin, and therefore you need a ha'etz, and a shahakol. The problem is, the shahakol here is on the outside. That's what you're going to get to first. If you have two things on your plate, you could say, okay, you have a special order of brachas. But here, the outside brachas is the ha'shahakol one. So Moshe says a chiddush, the kivet de meshemechupin, ha'en yachol avarachila ala tzimukim, v'yitztarech l'chavein, kishemevarech shahakol ala shakalad, shelo latzeispo ala tzimukim. Unbelievable. You make a shahakol on the chocolate, says Rav Moshe, and have kavana not to be using that shahakol for the raisins. The im yeshlo gam tzimukim she'ena mechupin always solves the problem. If you have also plain raisins, o shar min ha'etz or anything else that's ha'etz, yivarech ala tzimukim t'chila, o al shar min ha'etz, v'yacharkach yivarech ala shakol at shahakol. Then you would make it afterwards. But that's Rav Moshe, and the assumption of most poskim is that chocolate, the bracha, is shahakol. If you look though, and that was written to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, the Rebbe Ephraim, in 1972, Tafshin Lamed Beis. But if you look in the Mincha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman, at least Bisvara, does not agree. He thinks that you should make a ha'etz on chocolate. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Bin Yishokolat Shenohu Glavarech Alav Shahakol. Fine, liquid chocolate milk and something chocolate cocoa. I understand. Mashem Avarech and Shahakol. I understand that. Of a chocolate, but actual chocolate. How are you, mamish ochel gamur? That's actual ochel. And Asher Mavur Lahedya B'Shulchan Arach Shal B'Samim Shechukin U'Ravim Im Sukar Habesamim Ikar Mavarech Alem Kedin Berachas Osam B'Samim. You make the bracha on that, and whatever is the derech to do. But you saw the Gemara in brachas, right? If you have raw wheat, you make adama. If you grind it up, you make a shahakol. If you make it into something that it's supposed to be made into, you make a mizonos, right? You don't just make the shahakol. And the Magen Avraham quotes this, Kivan shahaderech hu lichtosh v'lishchok, harim chashuvim kekaimi b'molsayu. It's considered as if they are still in there, in a chashiv state. V'yemkein, hari gam koko, derech achilasam rakai de kitush verisa. You grind up the cocoa beans. V'yish levarech al zeh, borei pri ha'etz. Ima koko hu ikar. V'kol shek shu rov. V'apliyei v'yozer, he says, according to the Sfardim, it's even more pliadic. V'chashavti lomar, and then he says, kivish ha'koko atzpo yin anechal klal kamoshu lo chai v'lo mavushal. Maybe because cocoa powder is never eaten in any state. V'omeid karagil lehitarev yedvar machirim. It's omeid to be mixed in as an ingredient. And in most times, when it is just the miyut, v'lachein efshar, tafilu piyaki agavna she'eno miyut, avokiva she'inaroi lachila, el yedit tikun v'tarovis, yedvar machirim, efshar, that's not called chashuv. And that's why you would make a shakol. He says possibly. But again, in Svara, he thinks that really you should be making a ha'etz on the chocolate. That is his view. Even though it is against most other poskim that say that one should be making a shakol. Okay, let's continue now with the Mishnah as we get into more issues of words being used and what did one have in mind when they used certain words. We spoke about big and small and fish brine. Now we get into milk. Hanoder min hachalav. Somebody makes a neder for milk. They're allergic to milk. They don't want to have any milk anymore. So hanoder min hachalav mutter bekum. Whey, which is the part of the milk. That's when the milk starts separating into the water part of it. And the other part of it, so the whey is what separates. So that is mutter, because when somebody says milk, they don't mean just the whey. Rabbi Yossi says that is usher too. The whey is usher. The Mefarish here says, Dekasavar, yesh bo tzichtua chalav. Because we assume that kum, whey, wouldn't just be plain whey. It would also have some tzitzua chalav, regular milk, in it. It doesn't separate perfectly. And therefore, it's included. That's the Mefarish. If you look at the Gemara never says that. The Gemara ends up saying that the machlok between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon, the machlokas is just based on the words that were accepted in the different towns where they lived. Mar ki asri and mar ki asri. So the Tosfos Yantav says here, this is he called him Rashi. Maybe he thought he was really Rashi. The Tosfos Yantav says, this is Rashi Lashitasa, that many times Rashi would give a pshat, which is only based on the Havamina of the Gemara, even though it's not accepted in the Maskana. Because Rashi is an amazing teacher. and whatever you need to know at the beginning, even if it's something that's going to be wrong with Maskana, it's not going to be accepted, but it'll make it simpler to understand the Mishnah with that information. So Rashi will say it, or here the Mefarish will say it, even if it's not going to be held up Lamaskana. That's what the Tosas Yantav says. Venirish Lokasav Kane Ella Lafi Zolkasav Kane Lafi Ha MS. Ella Klomar Aliba the Salkadaita. Shabi Gemara Ramina Lamasisana the Sof Pirkin. And after asking that question, Umasik the Rabyosi Ki Asray. The Basri Kari Lukuma Kuma the Khalbav Imke Lo Pligi Lamarki Asri Marki Asray. And that's what the Gemara is going to say. The Khaidas Atur the Khulu. So he says he's only telling you the Havamina. And he says at the end, Venu Chalomar, the Gemara, Didan, Larafcha, the Milsa, Kamrachi, Avalfum, Kushta, Pligi. And then he says at the end, oh, maybe I'll change it. Maybe just don't take the Gemara literally. The Gemara says you could learn it as not a machlokas, Marki Asri, but it could be deep down, it is a machlokas. Right? It could be deep down, it is. He quotes from the Yerushalmi, it sounds like it is a, machlokas. He quotes from Chedas Atur. The I of Beis Yosef Medaktik Sharamim Sover the Pligi for Rabbanim Atir Nafila Baaster Zekoron Lukuma Kuma the Chalba maybe Raimin Yerushalmi. So it could be, says the Dosvas Yadiv, that the Mefarish is going like the Yerushalmi's understanding, which is that it is a machlokas even the Maskana against what our Gemara says. So, somebody makes a neder from Chala, Mutter, Bekum, Rabbi Yossi says, Aser. Minakum, but the opposite. If somebody makes a neder from Wei, Mutter, Bechalav. So then they are allowed to have milk, because that is not included, even according to Rabbi Yossi, Lechora, nobody calls, milk, Kum. Abishalomis, that's all regarding milk issues. No, when we talk about milk, Rav Moshe, we just mentioned Rav Moshe before, it's amazing that he had some landmark tshuvas that rocked the world, that changed the world, that everybody, the Minhag Olam is to, in many circles, is to rely on. A few of them. Obviously, he has many, many thousands of tshuvas. But certain tshuvas, I think we're not mentioning all of them here, just to mention one or two, one of them has to do with milk. And that, of course, is Chal of Yisrael. His tshuva, and even though he says towards the end of the tshuva, the Lechadchila, Baal Nefesh, whatever he says about a Baal Nefesh, Yachmir, but the minag of in many circles is to in Chutz La'aretz is to rely on the shuva of all modern countries considering all milk that they produce because of the rules and regulations of the FDA of other organizations in other countries. Because of that, so he allows one to consider all milk as Chal of Yisrael. That is a shuva related to milk here that really. Created a heter in the world that many people need and do rely on. Number one, there's others, the Kli Shlishi heter of Moshe, which is not really mentioned, it is mentioned in the poskim, but it's not really encouraged in the poskim in Hilchos Shabbos, right? How did it come? The Gemara doesn't talk about it. The Gemara says, Kli Rishon is Bavasha, Kli Sheni is not Bavasha. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem or so, and Tosis explains the Svara for Kli Sheni not being Bavasha. But the Mishnah later on in Shabbos says there are what we call Kali Bishol, items that are cooked even in a Kli Sheni. And we're not exactly sure what those items are. The Yerayim says in his Sefer that there are many items that are mesupik, and therefore it's better just to treat everything as Kali Bishol and not to put anything into a Kli Sheni. That is what the Yerayim says, that's what the Gemara says. Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and Kali Bishol. What about Kli Shlishi? That's nowhere in Shas. So what does that mean? What does that mean about it, that it's not wearing shas? So many say the Chazon Ish holds, and there are Chashulchan, as others say, because there's no difference between a Kli Sheni and a Kli Shlishi. And whatever you're makbir for to Kli Sheni, you also have to be makbir for to Kli Shlishi, as long as it's still Yatso Ledesbo, it's still hot. But Rav Moshe says, you know why Kli Shlishi is not mentioned in the Gemara? Because Kli Shlishi is for sure mutter. And that is a major heter that many hold of, that as long as it's a Kli Shlishi, one could put whatever one wants into it on Shabbos. Again, a tshuva that shook the world, that is Chal of Yisrael, Kli Shlishi, and there are many others, how he views Judaism outside of Orthodoxy in terms of marriage, issues. Again, there's many comments in many, many tshuvas of his that one of them has to do with milk, and that's why we mentioned it here. Okay, let's continue. Abishal Omer, Hanod Menagvina Aser Ba, Bein Malucha Vit Bein Tfela. Somebody makes a nether from cheese. It's Aser, whether it's salted cheese or unsalted cheese. Even though salted cheese is the one that is most common. You see on the side, it quotes a pasuk in Eov, Milashana Yochal Tafel, Mi Beli Melach, Tafel always means without salt. So when it says tfela, right, so that means it is unsalted, like we said in the previous Mishnah. Dag tafel with a taf. So that is also understood as something that does not have salt in it. It's the opposite, bland. Beimlucha beitfela. Hanodim and abasar. If somebody makes a neder from meat, what is included in that? And this now is going to lead us into today's discussion. Mutter berotev ubekipa. So he makes a nether from meat. They are usser in rotev and gravy, which doesn't have meat in it. That's just sauce that you have with the meat. Ubekipa. Kipa does have little pieces of meat. Kipa is the stuff at the bottom of the pot that has some tiny little pieces of meat in it. Right, Rashi said, the Mefari says, Hainu dak shel basar, she yorei l'shulia kedera, goes down little pieces. So the Tanakhama here holds that is not included. When a person says meat, he means real meat. A nice piece of meat, it doesn't mean the kippa, which is at the bottom of the pot. For Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda Asers, even that those items, because that is included, he assumes, in what people would say. Before we get into the continuation, related to this as well, Zinyana Dioma is what is included in the minog. The minog, not a neder, the minog of not eating meat during the 9 days. What is included in that? The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud Yesh Mi Shomer. It's quoting this from the Kolbo Yesh Mi Shomer Shahanoagim Shalol Lachol Baser Biyamim Aniskarim. Those who have the midag not to eat meat in the days that I have mentioned. What days I have mentioned? That's the previous Sif. The previous Sif says Yesh Noagim Bo. First day is Shavuot Shachalbo. There are those that don't eat meat or drink wine during this week, which it happens to be a machlokas haposkim, whether there is a Shavuot Shachalbo in a year when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos and it's Nidchet to Sunday. That is a machlokas, whether there is a Shavuot Shachalbo. So some have the minog only to not eat meat or drink wine during Shavuot Shachalbo. V'yeshem osifin mei Rosh Chodesh adatainis, and others are mosif from Rosh Chodesh. V'yeshem osifin mei Zayin v'tamuz, and some say even from Shavuot v'tamuz. So the minhag olam in Ashkenazic circles, at least, is not from Shavuot v'tamuz, but at least from Rosh Chodesh Av. From Rosh Chodesh Av, not to eat meat, not to drink wine during this time. So what was included in that halacha? So Yesh Mi Sheomer says the Shulchan Aruch, Shanoagim Sholechol Basar B'Yam Haniskarim, if those have the minog not to eat meat during these days, what is included? So some say that those who have that minog, Mutarin B'Tav Shel Shenispashel Bo Basar, you're allowed to eat a fleshik dish. B'Tav Shel Shenispashel Bo Basar, it's not a piece of meat, that was what was included in the minog, but if it just has meat in it, as one of the ingredients, so then that's mutter. Some have that custom. The Magen Avraham explains. He quotes, what did you have in mind? Dami l'noder min abasar, the shari b'tavshil. Similar to noder min abasar. Right, what is right? The rotev and the kippah, which tastes like basar, but it will be mutter in that. Va'asurin, continues the Shulchan Aruch, b'bsar of, u'basar maluach, v'yayin toseis. But chicken would be included because people call that fleshiks. Now that the Rabbanan gave it that status, basar maluach, salted meat, v'yayin toseis. Umotelushos, and then he gets into Havdalah. What do you do for Havdalah? But this is the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham says, v'nira li, deshuman shal basar, dino kabasar atzmo. If somebody has shuman, the fat that comes out of meat, that's like basar itself. Asur lechol tafshol sheish bo shuman. V'yayidna, and then the Magen Avraham quotes, nowadays, nehigi alma lasar af betafshol shal basar, we are machmir against this. If you have a fleshik dish, so that is included in the midag. V'kakasar b'shach yaradeya le'inyin nedarim. V'asar l'shanos ha-minag de b'nedarim azlinam basar minag ha-makom. V'od de b'neder regilin la'azkir la'shan achila. V'yemke midina asurim gamkeim b'tavshil. That's why the Magen Avraham quotes that is usur bizman ha-zeh. The poskim do say that if somebody is a chole, somebody is sick, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this also, so then they are allowed to, this is a minag that we should try to keep, but if somebody is in a state where they don't have nothing else to eat, fleishiks, that's the only thing they need to eat. If somebody is, let's say, allergic to milk, the poskim say that they can be makel, regarding at least most of the, even the 9 days, because this is their ein lecha chol gadol mizeh, that if they're going to get sick if they eat anything that is milchik. Okay, but that is the Magen Avraham parallels our Mishnah to the minog of not eating during the 9 days. So Machlokes, the Tanakama said, somebody asks meat, he's mutter to have the gravy and the kippah, which is the pieces at the bottom. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Aser. Amr, Rabbi Yehuda, back to the Mishnah, Mice of Aser, Olen, Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon asered on us, Beit Simshen is Bashluimo, eggs that were cooked with meat. Let's see, had a chalant, right? Svarim put eggs into their chalant. What if you have a chalant, and you have eggs in the chalant, and meat in the chalant? So, are those eggs, if I aser meat, can I eat those eggs? Rabbi Yehuda says, Aser, and he says, Rabbi Tarfon asered on us. Asered those eggs. So you see a raya. Amrulo, Kena Dover, that's true. I agree that that is what Rabbi Tarfon did, but Amasai, what was the case? When do I say that a tafshel that was cooked with meat is aser, bizmancha, yomar, basar, ze, alai? If I say this piece of meat is aser on me, and if I say that, then I mean this meat, and I mean anything that comes out of the meat. Shahanoder min hadavar v'nis arev ba'acher, if I make a neder from something specific, I don't just say from meat in general. I make a neder from something, v'nis arev ba'acher, im yeshbo b'nosei tam aser. If it has nisinas tam, if it gives off tage, this is less than 1 to 60, right, there's not bittul as we assume, the amount that is needed to get rid of tam is 1 to 60, so that's baser zeh, so say the chachamim back, we'll agree in that case, that anything that has the taste would be included. But if somebody says baser stam, not baser zeh, so we would not say tam ke ikar. We would not say that tam is like the ikar, and that would be included. So that's the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. What would we say in this case? If somebody is no different, baser stam, is tam included in that? The Ran here says, on the third line on top, why is baser zeh different? The Ran quotes, Shavya nafshe chaticha di isura. I have made this piece of meat treif to me. Shavya nafshe chaticha di isura. This specific piece. And therefore, all the rules apply. If this is a piece of treif to me, so then it is aser, even just the taste. The Xos, as we've quoted before, the Xos relates Shavya nafshe to our Masechta, to Nedarim. Right, the Xos quotes the Chakira in Simen Lama Dalet. How do we look at Shavya Nafshe? Right, it's a known discussion in the Achronim. Is Shavya Nafshe what we call Midin Neder or Midin Ne'emanus? Does Shavya Nafshe mean that we believe what he said about the reality? We both mitzido, not mitzad other people, but we believe what he said about the reality. Like in this case is a little different, but where Shavya Nafshe usually comes up. Let's say the case in Ksubis. Pesach Pasuach Batsasi. Eddie Shavya Nafshe on himself, that his wife was mezaneh tacht b'mezid tachtav, and therefore he is usher to his wife. So is that ne'emanis legabov, that we trust that this is true for him, or no? We have no idea about the ne'emanis, but it's midineder. Midineder, a person can make a neder for himself. So when somebody says shavayan afshe, that is a funny way of saying that it is a form of a neder. Yeah, that's the presentation of the Xos. He says the neder prat is a little difficult because if it's a neder, you should be able to she'ela on the neder. You should be able to she'ela on the shavya nafshe. If it's ne'emanus, we understand. Tekivat shehem in a Torah l'chala demal atzmo imkein bein b'mamon bein b'isr la'olam ne'eman al atzmo, and you won't be able to go back. Okay, you still might say, even if it's the neder, it's a unique form of neder, and therefore, you know, might have some rule breakings that don't apply to other nedarim, but that is the Xos in Lama Dal Dalet, who explains to us the background of Shavya Nafshe. But now, Rabosai, we get into a major Ran. The next Ran that goes on our top 10 list for the Ran, you know, let's finish the Mishnah first, and then we will get into the Ran. Says the Mishnah, right? We just spoke about whether Tom Kaker is included in Basar Stam, Machlokes, Rabbi Huda, and the Chachamim. Next, Hanodim and Ayayin, Mutter, Betavshel, Sheyeshbo, Tam Yayin. So it takes a nether from wine. Like the Tanakama said also, it's Mutter if wine is an ingredient in the Tavshel. Mutter, because that's what Yayin Stam only includes real wine. Amar Konim Yayin Zeh. We'll read our Girsa. The Ran has a different question about the Girsa. Konim Yayin Zeh She'ini Toeim. This wine, V'nafal Atavshil, Amishpa Barosi Tam, Ariza Aser. So that's, if you have the Zeh, then that fits in very smoothly to the Reisha. If you Aser anything specific, that's Shavya Nafshi on the item. And even the Chachamim would agree then, that even Hayotzei Mayhem, anything that comes out of them, or not only Hayotzei, but something that gets mixed in, it is an ingredient. If the Tam is there, that would be included. So that is the Mishnah, Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. So now the Ran gets into the sugya of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That is, again, this is goes on the list, right? This Ran is really much quoted outside of the sugya when everyone learns Maseches Chulin and Maseches Beitza, right? This Ran is quoted. It's known as a Machlokes between Rashi and Beitza Daf Gimel. And the Ran in Nedarim Daf Nun Beis. When was the last major Ran that we had? Last major Ran, maybe we had, we could say the Ran on Daf Mem we had regarding davening for somebody to die if they if Rachman al Islam they're in a specific state. We've had a couple of Rans, but the past couple of days we haven't had one of these major ones. But here it is, right here. Actually, the Brerer one. One could probably count Mem Hayam Beis, beginning of the Parak, beginning of Ashutvin. But let us now continue. Says the Ran. He has the kasha, fourth line in the run. V'kashu l'ravasa, heichi amrin en hacha, dem yesh b'benos etam aser, mashma ha ein b'benos etam mutter. Right, it sounds like that the only time it would be aser, according to the opinions that say, it's included in the neder, is if there's no same time. But if there wouldn't be nesidas tam, then it would be bata. But one second, isn't a neder a davar sheish lamatirin? Find a dar davar sheish lamatirin who? Kedamina lakamon. He quotes the Gemara on Dafnun Tes. We should the mitzvah leitshule alayu. Davar sheish lamatirin is usually something that is going to become mutter memela at some point in the future. Davar sheish lamatirin. So the Ran here quotes the Gemara later on that even a neder is called a davar sheish lamatirin because you can get rid of the isser in the future. Not that it happens by Mela, but this is also called a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And the rule is, at least on a Darabanan level, that a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is never Batel. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, I feel about Elaflo Batel. So here, why is it that it sounds like from the Mishnah, the only time it'll be Aser is if it is a no Saint Tom. But if it's not no Saint Tom, it's going to be Mutter, but it should be not be Batel anyway, because it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Answers the Ran. Chilik gadol v'yesh lomar machlokas rishonim about this v'yesh lomar tachi amrina last couple of skinny lines tachi amrina nafilu be'elef lo batil hanimili min b'mino. When do we say that is a davar sheyesh matirin is not batil? That's only if something is mixed in within its own type, what's called min b'mino. Aval hacha kiktani v'nis arif ba'acher. But here, when it's got mixed into something else, it means something that's not its type. Right, you have meat that gets mixed into chalent. Right, she'eino mino. Dum ya debates of shes vashlima, like an egg that's cooked with the meat. V'kol she'eino mino, afilu b'davar sheyesh lo matirin, b'no Saint Tom. And the Ran says, if it's min b'she'eino mino, different rules within the world of Yaradeya, between min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino, the whole rule, the chumra d'rabanan, of davar sheyesh lo matirin, not being batel, is only by min b'mino. By min b'she'eino mino, you would go by no Saint Tom. If it's not no Saint Tom, then even if it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's going to be batel. And he quotes a Yerushalmi to that effect. But then he says, the Rif does not agree. He quotes on the sixth wide line, the Rif he quotes from Maseches Chulin, Svira le dafilu shelo b'mino lo batel. Even shelo b'mino is not batel. So he goes back and forth trying to answer this question, and then he likes the Rif. And he continues, and then he asks, this is the Ikernef. You go to like the 15th wide line or so, right in the middle, the Ran says, Maro chachamim l'chalek, b'davar sheish lo matirin bein mino l'she'eino mino. What would be a svara to what I said earlier? That your machalek is only batel b'min b'she'eino mino, but min b'mino it's not batel. What's the svara for that? And at this point, he's going to get into what the root issue is behind why a davar sheish lo matirin is not batel. The simplest interpretation why a davar sheish lo matirin is not batel is Rashi. Not Rashi here, but Rashi in Beis Daf Gimel, where Rashi writes one line, which is contrasted to our Ran, Asha tochlena b'isser, tochlena b'heter, which means you might as well wait. That is what Rashi says. Why are you going to rely on bitul? Davar sheyesh lo matirin, so it's batel. Why? Just wait 2 days, and it's going to be mutter anyway without having to rely on bitul. Yes, bitul is a din d'oraisa. Yes, we hold of that. Yes, the Pisgei Shufa says in Yaradeya that if somebody does not rely on bitul, then your choshesh there will not be karis, because bitul is a din d'oraisa. If somebody's machmer, oh, I'm not going to rely on bitul, I'm going to throw it all out. No. If it's mevutal, you have to rely on it. Right? That is the halacha, achrei rabim lahatos, or whatever the source is in various texts that we have. That's the din. But Rashi says if there's a built-in way of getting out of it, not that I'm going to be machmir and not rely on it forever, but there's a built-in heter, even automatically, or here with a little help, efshar b'sheila, well, you might as well wait. That is Rashi Svara in the beginning of Maseches Beitza. The Ran gives a totally different reason and explanation. Rabbi Elchanan does write in Beitza there on that Rashi that even the Ran agrees to Rashi. But he adds on a reason. We'll have to see why he would have the need to add on this explanation. So we'll get back to that. But the Ran says here, what is the Svara for Dover Sheish the Batir not being Batel? So he says, we have to understand another Machlokas and then bring it back. He goes to Machlokas between the Rabbanon and Rebbe Yehuda, whether Min Bemino is Batil or not. Whatever you have something mixed into his own type. The Iker Din, whether Min Bemino is not Batil. That's a Machlokas, the Rabbanon and Rebbe Yehuda in a totally different context. The Gemara says in Minachas, on Daf Chav Beis, that when the Torah describes the Avoda of Yom Kippur, it describes at one point, after sprinkling them separately, you then mix up the Dam HaPar and Dam HaSa'ir, you put it into the same klisharis. And the Torah says, V'lokach midam HaPar and midam HaSa'ir, and you then sprinkle it from after being mixed in together. So, interestingly, even though they're mixed into one klisharis, the Torah still calls it the Dam HaPar and the Dam of the Sa'ir. Even though the Dam of the Par is much more, there's much more blood from the cow than there is from the goat. Even though the Dama the Par is the majority, you still also call it Dama Sa'ir. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you know what you see from there? Min Beminu is not Batel. The Kesavar of Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbana give a different reason why the Torah would describe the Dama the Sa'ir, even though it's a minority. Right, a different reason that we don't have to get into that now, that Olin or not Mavatel Zetzeh. Okay, but not the fundamental din of Min Bemino is not Batel. So now the Ran says his key line. Why is that? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say Min Bemino is not Batel? Why does the Torah say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Min Bemino is not Batel? Hainu taimem, shed Bemino mina lo Batel. Lefi, shekol davar, shehu dome lechaveiro, eino machlisho umevatlo, ela ma'amida umechazko. Says the Ran, because the whole concept of bittul means that there is a clash. There is a fight, halachically, amongst objects. Not a, literally a fight, but there's a clash going on here. And one has to overpower the other one, and there is a struggle for the definition of this item. And therefore, a majority, or a major majority, wins. But, says Rabbi Yehuda, if you have two items that do not clash, they're very friendly with each other. They could coexist with each other. Min Bemino, there's no clash. And therefore, Bittul doesn't take place because they could coexist with each other. They're not only that, they're machazik each other. They're mom at each other. U'mishamachi svir le'Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. V'kulu isure de Min Bemino lo Batel. That's why the Rabbi Yehuda holds throughout Min Bemino is not Batel. And then the Ran says, and the Rabbanon do not argue on this principle fundamentally. V'Rabbanon lo mashmalu achi to mikol mako min bemino de iser v'heter ein domin zelazeh. They don't argue fundamentally that's how Bittel works, that there's a clash. What they argue is how you define certain items, what are similar to each other, when is there a clash, and when is there not a clash. If you have two items that are similar, if one is mutter and one is aser, that's a clash. You don't say, oh, min bemino. No, if one's mutter and one's aser, that's enough of a clash, even though they are the same type of physical items. If they're one's mutter and one's aser, ain't domin zelazeh. Kiva dechad aser, vechad shari, then that's called min b'she'eno mino, so to speak. Or, we might still call it min bemino, that's enough to be called a clash for bittul to take place. Says the Ran beautifully, she'ein ro'i leilech achar dimyonan be'etzem, ela achar chilukan be'iser v'heter. Our reality, says the Ran, is defined by halacha. It's not only defined by the mitzius, the physical mitzius of what the items are. Halachic reality means that there's a clash here. Elahainu time, and why does the Torah say Dama Power, Dama Sa'ir? A different reason, which we're not going to get into, that both items that are kashal lezrika are not mavatel zedzeh. But that's the background. So now the Ran is going to use that concept of bittul working based on a clash. And even the Rabbanu would agree to that. And just the machlokas is, what do you call a clash and what do you not call a clash? So now we're going to bring that over to the sugya of davar sheyesh lo matirin. So skip one line, says the Ran now. Umi shemachi. Right in the middle of the Y lines. Middle, about halfway down. Umi shemachi. Amrina, dibidavar sheyesh lo matirin. Natu rabbanan mishum chumra de Rabbi Yehuda. In the context of Davar Sheish L'Matirin, that's where you have an application where the Rabbanim would agree L'Maisa to that concept of Rabbi Yehuda, Dekiva, and what's the Davar Sheish L'Matirin? Right, you have something that's Asur that fell into Heter and it should be Batel. So we say, no, it's not Batel because it's Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Why? Right, the Bittel should work. It's Asur in Mutter. And that's the Rabbanan said. Ah, says the Ran, but this Isser has a little Heter to it. Right, it has, you could foresee that this is going to become Mutter. So it's close enough in definition to the Heter that there's no clash and Bittel doesn't take place. The Kiva, she'ein davar zech chalak min a Heter legamre, be'isser ve'heter, shari av hu sofo lios niter kamahu, amrinan she'ein o batel b'mino. That's why it works, because there is no clash. Di hachi havi dami tuva. Right, they're similar. They both have some heter related to it. Shachiluk shebein aminin sibas habitol vashivui notein shelo yibatelin. That's his line again. The chiluk between the items are the reason that bittul usually take place, and the more connection they have, that's the reason that bittul does not take place. And that is why davar sheish l'matir would not be batel. Again, if we take a step back, this is a totally different reason than Rashi. Right, Rashi says you might as well wait. The Ran says no. Halachically, they're defined as min b'mino, and therefore, bittul does not take place. Even before we get into the nafkaminas, hashkafically, this is an important idea as well. You know, sometimes we have to realize our chevra. Our chevra is mechazigas. Right? Our chevra is, you know, we are influenced, but we have to make sure who we're with is min b'mino. Right? Min b'sheino mino, there might be bittul that takes place. So we have to realize that. Okay, back to Rashi and the Ra. There are men, we've shown them already. Quote, issues that could be make be totally on the machlokas between Rashi and the Ran. First of all, chametz bePesach, is chametz bePesach a davar sheish l'matirin or not? Machlo, well, of course you might say, of course it is. If it's owned by a Jew, it's never going to become. But that's only us at the Rabbanan. But that is a machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Mordechai. The Rambam holds that chametz is a davar sheish l'matirin. The Rambam, after going through all the laws of bittel in Perek Tesvav of Hilchas Ma'acholas Asuros, the Rambam says chametz bePesach af al pi shehu meisure Torah. Even though it's also it is a daraisa, it should be subject to all the laws that I have just stated. Eino bichlalos elu lefi she'ein ataroves asura laolam shahari lo achra pesach tia kol ataroves muteres kamosha biardu lefichach oser bakol shehu bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino. Says the Rambam that's chametz on Pesach, and then he says v'uat din letfuah chadasha, that's chadash. And should it's arva be yeshana milafnei haomer oseres bakal shu shari yish lamatirin shalachra omer yuturakol chametz is davar sheish lamatirin chadash is davar sheish lamatirin. He says even davar sheish lamatirin midrabanan lo nadino chachamim shir alafilu echad b'kam alafim ino batel, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Beitza. Good, leave that for a moment. But the Mordechai at the end of Psachim says not true. The Mordechai says in Simin Tuf Kuf Ayin Gimel says here, he says no, he says it's not true. The Lo Shayach Davar Sheish L'Matirin Hechash Machon is Miskalkel. That's another Nafkamina we'll get back to. The Chet Shama Misham Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen Tzedek. The Davar HaChozer LeIsuro Me'elav Kegon Chametz SheChozer L'Shana HaBa'a LeIsuro Lo Shayach Lomar Davar Sheish L'Matirin. So he doesn't call it Davar Sheish L'Matirin. It's going to be Chozer LeIsuro. So which, what do you say? So according to Rashi, you might as well wait. So here, you might as well wait. So what? In a year, it's going to go back. Here, you might as well wait applies. But according to the Ran, it could be that even though it's going to become Usur, Mutter, it's going to become Usur again. You go by halachic definitions. And therefore, that might be called Amin B'She'eino Mino. Chametz Pesach. The other idea that the Mordechai mentioned. What if it's going to be ruined by the time tomorrow comes? By the time that it's going to be Mutter. So there's the opposite. According to Rashi, you might as well wait. We're here not, you might as well wait, because it's going to be ruined. It's going to be spoiled by the time I want to eat it. But according to the Ran, it still might be called the Davar Sheish L'Matirin, because you go by the halachic definition, the Noda B'Yehuda, both in the Tshuva and in the Tzlach, there in Beitza, Adav Gimel, he discusses the context over there. What if it's not just, if it's not talking about a Dvar Achila? Right, most items that we're talking about is something that you eat. What if it's a Dvar Muksa? What if it's Tiltel, or a Dvar Sheh that you get Hana'a from? Does the Davar Sheish L'Matirin apply if it's in Isurei Hana'a? Suggested Tzlach, maybe not. Because according to Rashi, what do we say? You might as well wait, but that only applies, says the Tzlach, by something that you can only use once. I could either eat it today, or I could eat it tomorrow, so I might as well wait and eat it tomorrow. But let's say you have something that's Hanah, that you could use today and tomorrow. So then you can't say you might as well wait, because you don't want to wait. You want to use it today and tomorrow. The Bishlama says the Tzlach le'inyin achila shema sheyochal ayom le'yochal amachar amrina not sheyochal ena be'isur yochal ena be'heter. Aval le'inyin tiltul, let's say you want to move something, something's muksa, yochal ishtamish gam ayom v'gam l'machar. Right, and therefore, imkein imitam darish yeshu atir nasinin alei al karcha chakulon asuras haino asurim ba'achila ava b'tiltu mutarim ava b'tiltu shri mutar. But according to the Ran Svara, so then you should say, no, maybe it'll still be called the darish yeshu atirin, because it's all about halachic definitions. Okay, one final point, and that was what we getting back to what we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Chanan says there in Beitza that the Ran really agrees to Rashi. Agrees to Rashi. Doesn't sound that way from our Ran, but he really agrees to Rashi. But he just adds his formulation. Why does he need that addition? So the Rabbi Chanan says, "V'hadat tzarich haran l'tayma debin b'mino haynu mishum." He says a yisod gadol that applies in many different contexts. Haynu mishum. This is an os dalit in Maseches Beitza and the Kovet Shiurim. Haynu mishum debachal takanos v'gzeiros chachamim tzarich shnei dvarim. By any law, by any din derabbanan, there are two things. Number one, what we might call motivation, and what we might call definition. Why the Rabbanan said it, and halachically what they made, what they did. Aleph, Ezeh tam ha'ilam l'takim v'legzar, what's the reason, what's the motivation that they made their law? And number two, afilu amish tam shetzarech l'gzar, even if there's a reason, aval klal gadol, milsa deleka dechvasa bidda oraisa lo mesachni Rabbanan. That has to be a din. Well, we might say kein daraisa tikkun. Every din darabanan is patterned after a din daraisa, and therefore, if there's no daraisa to model it, so then they wouldn't have done it. Ula olam he masmichin gzeiroseim leeza din daraisa, and that's what's going on here. Davar sheish levatira not being batel. That's what the Ran is telling me. What din daraisa is it patterned after? The din of min bemino not being batel. Right? It always has some parallel on the daraisa level. This gets a little sticky when you have something that's called Ein lo ikker min ha-Torah, right? That might be saying that that's an exception to the rule. But in general, this is the principle. Rav Soloveitchik, in many of his writings, talked about many different dinim drabanan, and not only that, even minhagim that have at root some din d'araisa, some din of kiyum d'araisa, that it is patterned after. In the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes this on page Chaf Dalet, many different minhagim that Rav Soloveitchik went to try to figure out where does it come from. Okay, that's on the Chav Dalet, Chav Hey, all those pages there in Nefesh HaRav. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, top of Amud Beis, V'raminu, again, that Ran defines the Darim Nun Beis, and now we get back to some of the other Lashonos that are discussed in this parak. V'raminu, one second, how can we say in our Mishnah that the Tanakhama says if you say Aser for milk, whey is not included, and Rabbi Yossi includes whey in milk. But the Mishnah at the end of our perek, right on tomorrow's daf, we're going to have this. Says the Mishnah, Mino adashim asur bashishim. If somebody makes a nether from lentils, they're asur to have even prepared lentils fried in honey. That's ashishim. Right, you're not allowed to have that because lentils are lentils. Doesn't matter how you prepare it. For Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi Mater's that. So one second, says the Ran. If Rabbi Yossi even Mater's lentils, if they are prepared in a certain way and they're not raw, so surely whey from milk? Whey is included in milk? That's totally, you change the milk totally. So why should that be usur? So the Gemara says, Lokashi, you're right. There's no machlokas here. What we mentioned earlier, there's no machlokas in the Mishnah, Marki Asri or Marki Asri. But Asri is Rabbanon. In the place where the Rabbanon lived, Karu l'chalba, chalba l'kuma kuma. They call milk, milk, and whey, whey. But Asri is Rabbi Yossi, l'kuma nami, karu l'kuma d'chalba. In Rabbi Yossi's place, they also called whey related to the word milk. So that's why Rabbi Yossi includes it. In Svara, you're right, like he says in the end of our perek, that it would not be included. But may you go by Lashem B'nei Adam, and in his place, it was included. As we mentioned earlier, the Tosfos Yontif says, it could be that Aliba de Emes, there is still a machlokas, that's not what our Gemara says. Tanya, Hanod b'nachalav mutar b'kum. Minachum mutar b'chalav, each one is different. Minachalav mutar b'gvina. Somebody's know they're from milk, they're mutar to have cheese. You don't go by milchik. Right? When people say milk, they don't mean, they say, can I have a glass of milk. They say, can I have a piece of cheese. They don't mean the other one. Somebody makes a nether from rotev, from gravy. He's allowed to have the little tiny pieces that are stuck at the bottom of the pot. Right? That the opposite is true as well. Im amar basar ze alai, asur bo uberotva ubekipo. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, basar ze, that's shavya nafshe, and therefore, even the taste is included, and in the gravy, and in the pieces. Hanot ben ayayin mutter betav shoshish botam yayin. So there's a nether from wine. It's mutter for them to have something that tastes like wine. Well, you have the tam of wine. Amar konam yayin ze, she'eni toim, v'navo tocha tavshil. But if you say, no, they're from this wine, then you go by no same tam, mishbo, botam yayin, hareza aser, because that's again, shavi and avshay, this wine, and it would be aser. Vaiter. Hano de bena hanavim, mutter beyayin. If somebody makes a nether from grapes, they're allowed to have wine. Nether from grapes, you're allowed to have wine. Right? This is not like Hilchos Nazirus, that once you accept one, it's a package deal, as we'll learn by the Shem in the next Masechta, in Masechta's Nazir, no. Hano de bena hanavim, mutter beyayin. Minazesim, mutter beshemen. If somebody makes a nether from olives, they're allowed to have oil. That's considered something different. Ko amar konam zesim va'anavim elu she'eni toim. If I say, I don't want to even taste these olives and grapes, aser bohen u'bayosi bohen. Then it's aser. They're allowed to eat them, anything that comes out of them, because that is these olives, she'eni toim. That's considered a tam of these items. The achronim, the nitziv here, wonders, why dafka these are mentioned? Zaysim v'anavim. Why not any fruit? Hanodim in a pri. Right? You should say, mutter from any of the liquid that comes out of the pri. Right? Why dafka these? Why is that? So, the Meromi Sadeh and the other Achron, the Nidrei Zeruzin, discusses, is there a special status? We know in other areas of Halacha, there's a special status for wine and for oil, right? You make a different bracha on it. Wine is hagafen. You might even have a different bracha on oil. Just the question is that you never have oil straight. The Gemara at the beginning of the Kesem of Archim discusses, when you make a bracha on oil, it's mazik you, and when it's ikker, when it's tafel in medicine, so that's the oil. But we know, it's about to have a special status. In Hilchos Shabbos also. We know if somebody squeezes out grapes and olives on Shabbos, that's an Issur Daraisa of Dash, right? That's the Schita of Dash. The Schita of Libun and Schita of Dash. So Schita's Peiros, right? Those two are Daraisa. All other fruit that are squeezed in the locale, right, is called in the Gemara tutim verimonim, and that would be almost all fruit bismanazeh. That's aser derabanan to squeeze. What if something is very, very, very commonly squeezed, like oranges? Still, the poskim, most poskim say that's still going to be derabanan. Only zaysim va'anavim are the daraisa. Why is that? So you might say they're most commonly squeezed, right? Which might change over time. You also might say some gaonim in the Otsar gaonim at the end of Shabbos. That discusses say, well, maybe it's because that they have a special status. They're considered the only liquids in halacha. All other liquids, apple juice and any other juices that come out of the fruit, that doesn't really have a separate status. That's what we might call zeya ba'alma. But good wine and oil obviously have a special status. And therefore, it is different, right? They're the only two liquids that come from fruit that are included in the seven halachic liquids. The seven halachic liquids that are machshir l'kabal tuma, the Mishnah in the last parak in machshirin, yad shachadam, right? The only two on there that come from fruit are wine and oil. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, boy, Rabbi Bar Chama, elu dafka, o she'eni toim dafka, in the Sefer, where I say, these olives and grapes, I'm not allowed to taste. So what's the ikker part of that lashon that makes everything, even that what comes out of it, usser? Is it the elu or is it the eni toim? Which one? The havamin is that one of them should be enough. Isakadadach elu dafka, if elu is dafka, she'eni toim lamali. So why do you have she'eni toim on there? What do you need it for? What would you need it for? Hakamash malan? No, you would read it like this. Tiafagav, da amar she'eni toim. The chiddush would be that even if you say she'eni toim, I da amar elu mitzar vi'ilolo. Elu is the ikker, and that's why we would throw in she'eni toim to show that it's not good enough by itself. So Amar Rava, let's try to prove it. Tashma, says the Mishnah later on, which we quoted earlier, konam peiros ha'elu alai. These fruit are our konam to me. Right, we quoted this in the sugya of Yesh mi'ila b'konamos. Right, what status does it have? Konam peiros ha'elu alai. Konam hein lefi, they are konam to my mouth. Aser b'chilufehen u'begiduleyen. If you substitute them for something, or if you take a seed and plant and make us something new with it, that's aser. Mashma haba yotzi behen mutter, mehen mutter. Mashma yotzi behen is mutter. And here you said elu, and you see yotzi behen is mutter. So it must be sheni time is the dafka lashon. Says the Gemara, no raya. Hu adin dafilu biyotzi behen aser. It could be yotzi behen is also aser. Vaha adifa leila ashmeinon dechilu feyhen kikidule adami. The Mishnah is just interested in telling you a different chiddush, that the chilu feyhen, what you substitute for the fruit, is just like gidulin. But you're right, there might be another halacha that the Mishnah did not mention. Tashma. Try it from the next line. She'eni ochel v'she'eni toeim mutter b'chilu feyhen b'gidulehen. Same thing, but the other lashon, the opposite. Haha yotze mehen aser. Right? She'eni, if I say I'm not going to eat, but I don't eat, but I don't taste, mutter with these items, mashma hayotze mehen, but what goes out of them would be aser. So doesn't that prove that is bedafka, that she'eni toeim is the key? So the says, no, I did lonase bereisha yotze mehen, lonase nami b'seifa yotze mehen. Once we just explained why the reisha doesn't have that lashon, because we're interested in a different chiddush, that's why the seifa doesn't have it either. Period. Tashma, well, we'll try to prove it from our Mishnah. Anam and Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda. Maisav, Rabbi Tarfon Alai. Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Spashalimo. Rabbi Yehuda says, you see, Tom Kicker is included in the nether. Rabbi Tarfon Asu, these eggs on me. Amrulo, Masai Bizban Shamar Pasar Ze Alai. Shahano Dibinadav, Rabbinis Arif Ba'acher, Vishma Bodosi Tam Hare Ze Aser. So you see, Ze is like Elu, so that is, that. And if the Tam is Aser, so surely Hayotzimian is going to be Aser. So you see, Ze is Bedafka. So Gemara says, Be'elu Lokami Ba'ilan Dadafkahu. You're right. Ela, that definitely would work. That would work by itself. Kimi boy lunch bish any time dafka olav dafka. Would any toeim work by itself? That's our shaila. In Tashma, we quoted from the earlier Mishnah. Dag dagim she'eni toeim aser b'en bein gedola bein ketana bein chayim bein mevushalim umutar betrias trufo betzir. Tzir is yotze mehen. Right, so you see from there that any toeim would not be good enough to aser because you see it's mutar by yotze mehen. Says the Gemara, no raya. Amar Rava v'kvar yotze mehen. It could be that what is mutter is only tzir that came out of them before you made the nether. But any tzir that comes out afterwards, it could be that is aser. So we don't answer the shayla. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we get into the last daf of the perek. Before we get into the next perek, is it really a continuation of these types of sugyas? But it is the last daf here of the sixth perek in Nedarim. Okay, we'll stop here.